Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. And praise God, it is a new season. Hallelujah. Not only is it a new season, a new day, a new year. Hello, Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast audience. We give God praise and honor and glory for you. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2020. We have so much to be thankful for. We give God all the 2022. My husband just say yes. Happy, blessed 2022 to everyone. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank God for his presence. Thank God that he carried us through 2021 and brought us crossed over into 2022. We have so much that we have to be thankful for. It doesn't take long to just look back and see the goodness and glory of our God. So we thank God, and everybody that's on the line, I'm sure, can agree with me in saying, but for the grace of God, thank you, Jesus, that we're able to be here in 2022. God is such an awesome God, and we give him all the honor and all the praise. We ourselves have been battling virus symptoms over this past week, some very difficult and challenging moments. But God, he is a healer. He is a deliverer, praise God. I just have to share and give my God some a moment of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we got to take time to praise him and let him know what a wonderful God he is. We, even in the midst and difficulties of battling virus symptoms, we're able to sit here with you tonight and be able to breathe freely and be able not to cough and be able, all of these things that the Lord has, by the grace of God, healed us of, temperature back to normal. My God, but by the power of God, we give him all the praise, we give him all the honor, and we give him all the glory. He is still a God that is Jehovah Rapha. He is still a God that is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our healer. Oh, yes, he is. And I don't know who that's out there for, but whatever you might be going through, let me tell you that we serve a God who is always an on-time God, and he never, ever fails. Hallelujah. And I just give him praise and honor and glory tonight. We're going to go ahead with a song of praise tonight to welcome in the presence of our God. And then we're going to have a prayer. Tonight we have a message by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst entitled Living on Purpose. Hallelujah. And we just pray that it will be a blessing to you. So grab your pens, your Bible, grab your heart that should be fertile towards the things of God so you can listen in and hear and be able to go forth and share and help to advance his kingdom here in the earth, because he is truly a worthy God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God.
Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 He's
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh,
my God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Praise
His holy name. Oh, somebody ought to celebrate the awesome name.
Yes, our God is awesome. We have to celebrate the awesomeness of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you bow your heads and join with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory because you are indeed such a wonderful, mighty, and awesome God. There is no other God like you, no other God but you. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Sitkanu. You are everything that we need, praise God. And we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this brand new year, Father God, that you blessed us and kept us throughout 2021. And then you, because of your grace and because of your mercy, you allowed us to step over in to 2022, Father God. And for that, Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity to come again to be able to share in the study of your word. I ask your blessings upon every caller that has tuned in to this broadcast tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you just bless their families this year with health, with joy, with grace, with mercy, with prosperity, Lord, as only you can give, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to meet them at whatever point of need that they may have, Father. And we will be certain, Lord, to give you the glory. And now, Lord, I ask that you anoint the man of this hour of French Heavenly Father, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, Lord. Give him, Lord God, clarity of speech and understanding, Heavenly Father, that he will minister your word with power, with authority, with anointing through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we will be certain, Lord God, not to allow any praise to come to us, but to allow all praises, Heavenly Father, to go to you. For you are more than worthy. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, yes. Lord, we thank you for this blessing. Thanks for the prayer of my wife and family, Lord. Thank God for choosing us, Lord. Thank God it's best to be another new day, another new year.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus'
name. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
I'm going to be before you long. Lord, bring forth the word. We pray that God may be a blessing to your hearts. Amen.
Amen.
In this hour, we're going to start at Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46, coming from the King James Version, starting verse 9.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God. And there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for His word. Amen.
Amen.
So our topic on tonight, living on purpose. Living on purpose. Amen. Thank God that blessed to see us another day, another year,
amen,
a new season, and another new thing that God has done in our life, in your life, praise God. And God wants you to know that there's more than what you see. Amen. More than what needs to ask us to praise God. Amen. So what is living on purpose? Living on purpose. Lord, we praise you for your word. Thank you for the time to come before your throne, Father, Lord, and pray, Lord, that you will give us understanding to bring forth your word with power and might and with your holy anointing, and pray for your divine will shall be done, Father, on this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Divine purpose. Living on purpose. Your divine purpose is the reason that you are here in this life. There's a way that existed without it. But somewhere in the book, in the back of your mind, you always know it. Missing, it's missing the divine purpose for your personal life. Your personal life should be your life mission. It should be intense. You should have passion. You should have spark and drive. It, your each moment, personify and pour out into every aspect of your life. It may be or may have something through your life experience or time came to merge your life experience and your time together when you're here on this earth. What gets you really fired up is what inspires you to do what God wants you to do. What is the thing that set your heart on fire? What is the thing that sets your heart on fire? Is it your job, your children, your work, your business, your school? What is your profession? What sets your heart on fire? You exist without approval of others. That will set your heart on fire. You won't need approval of others because it's something that God put instilled inside of you. That would be your divine purpose or your divine will for your life. Finding your divine purpose is only the beginning of the story. You must also put in the work to keep it, to keep the focus on it. Because in this world we live in, so many distractions and distractions by the enemy to cause to get off the written path that God has for us. You know, say a good man's step is all about the Lord, man or woman. So you need to stay in focus with the things of God for your divine purposes God called you to be and to do. And then we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We are in the world system. Amen. So keep your focus. Don't be so easily distracted by ungodly entertainment, by social media, by obvious elements like drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, etc., which can become distraction from your reality that God helping you do in Him. With the enemy trying to get you off course, trying to get all these things, lust of life, he did a great beginning. And God, he's still using the same tactic, the same strategy he used then, and Adam, he's still using today against us. And so he's still using those same type of tactics, but you use it in other ways to try to get off course and doing what God called us to do. Extending our divine purpose for our life in Christ. Okay, and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses take care of themselves. Do what God needs for you to do. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, God says, add unto you. He got you covered. You got to be like someone else. You have God called you to be. You know who your true identity in Christ is. Your true identity in Christ is. Amen. You try to be like anyone else. God made you different. He made you special. He made you unique. And there's greatness inside of you. One kind of you got unique fingerprints. Identify. God, his part of God, wants to be unique, you know, in him. Yeah. Well, those are the things that God wants to mold and shape us to guide and direct our path. And you go on to this year, live on purpose in 2022. Amen. God has, we learn to put God first in our life. And we learn to honor our divine purpose. We also honor God. We learn to honor our divine purpose. We learn to honor God Almighty. Amen. So you were made for greatness. And greatness inside you, because God put it inside of us. No matter what age, gender, no matter who, every background, it doesn't make any difference who you are. He had put that in us. But a lot of people don't recognize it. They don't understand it's there. But people had told them lies from the very beginning. From a home, for some people's parents, some people, other people said, you won't be nothing with me, so on and so. They had told lies before. You should have told them the lies. But when God put it inside you, he put it inside you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
By Almighty God. And God said you are greatness inside of you. A God of purpose and destiny God has for your life, for my life. For you too, he wants you to maximize your life in him to fulfill your destiny in Christ in the things of God. Live with a sense of divine purpose. See, learn to live with a sense of divine purpose. Dr. Miles Monroe, in some of his teaching, he said to encourage us to dream bigger, inspire your vision, and empower your potential. I like that. He said, encourage your dream bigger. Well, everybody, don't stop to dream. You might be a dream killer, but God has designed you for you. It happened to Joseph. His dad didn't understand that. His brothers didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph wanted to be in the color. They didn't understand that. But God had a purpose. He brought his dream to pass.
Yes, he did.
Even his own father, his own
brother
didn't understand mm-hmm. that. God still brought
it
to pass.
Stop it.
God gave that to him. He still brought it to pass. He bowed in church. All the things challenges that take his life, put in the pit, put in the prison, father's house. All those things, God still got, he still came to pass. After so many years, God's word is true. God watch over his word to perform it in your life, in my life.
God.
You got the word of God, God will watch over to perform it to the beginning to the end.
Yes, he did.
He said, heaven and earth not pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It shall not pass away. God will watch over to perform it in your life. The manifestation of it shall come to pass.
Yes.
It shall come to pass. What can you do? What is your true ability? You know what your true gift is? Your true ability? Be careful and not allow people to judge you or put you in the box or put you on the side or say you can't do no more than X, Y, Z and this all you can do. That's not so. God knows your full potential more than anyone else. He put it inside of us. He wants that to mature in us to develop and to do greater work indeed, Jesus said. You come to do greater works indeed in him. Not outside of him, we say outside of him, you can't do nothing. But in Christ, you do greater work in him. For he is the true vine. Amen. He's a good shepherd. Praise God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. So those that don't want to discourage you for doing some other thing that you can do greater and much better than what people say that you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't determine your success.
Mm-hmm.
They do not determine your success.
That's right.
Yeah. God is committed to your success. He committed to your success. He didn't tell you in Joshua, first book of Joshua, first chapter, 8 verse. He tells us how you're going to be successful in him. In Christ, you're always successful in the name of God, because God put it in us to call the foundation of the world. And he told Jeremiah, I said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I knew you already. I ordained you a prophet beforehand. Jeremiah 4. Five. You're not 1 4 5. So y'all knew he was the prophet before he was in the mother's womb. And y'all knew who he was. And God always ordained him to be a prophet to the nation. Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God ordained some things for your life as well. And your divine destiny plan for your life. But we thank God for that, Lord. We thank God that God, you need to know who you are in Christ. Don't let no one tell you who or what you are. Don't let anybody kill your dreams. No one knows a product life than a manufacturer. No one knows that, the other manufacturer. You don't have to win in life. You already won. If God put that in you already. You're already overcoming. You're already overcoming already. If God put that in us.
Amen.
It's already in us already. It's already manifested itself in us and through us. You don't have to be successful. You're already successful already in God in Christ. He already put that in us already to the glory of God. Your success is your purpose. And your success, that's your purpose. That's the power of purpose. Your success is your purpose in Christ. You've already won. You're talking more than just a victory. You're talking about the same thing in life, business, where God has you to go, to be, to do. You already won in Christ. Jesus said, all the cause to triumph in Christ. Already done already ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to know that. Your job, what they pay you to do, that's your skill. Your work, if you fulfill me, that's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I come to do the work of my Father. He said, I come to do the job. He said, I come to do the work of my Father. So, he come to do the work for the kingdom, kingdom business. He come to do that. And you should want to do, just try to do the same thing. When you find your work, it gives you life. Jesus said, I come to have life and have it more abundantly. So the life in Christ, the life God has ordained you to be from the very beginning, it's always in you already. So you already put those in you already. He's already successful. You already have abundant life in Christ. You already know who he is. Your faith activates that in you, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You give you a measure of faith. All you have a measure of faith, praise God. There's hope for you today. The Lord's purpose in your life. Give you strength. Give you comfort. Give you direction. God's purpose to see his plan. God's purpose to see his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have those people that can be dream killers. Say, you know, we so-and-so, you know, do something different right here. I mean, one time Steve Harvey get a word about how he told the people that young boy in school. He told the teacher that he won't be on television. And they didn't understand that young man, they didn't understand what he was saying. But the teacher told him, don't put that down now. Take it off. Don't try something else. Do something else. He was telling the Lord his expectation. And he had to go talk to his parents about certain things because they were complaining about what he had put down. But they were his dreams. They were his vision. He had to talk to his dad about certain things about it, and his parents about it. But he later on, he was telling about the story that he liked about how that same woman, he became famous more later on in his adult life, he stopped seeing that woman on television. Because he was on TV almost all the time. He had so many different shows and so many different places he was done. He was very popular on the entertainment side. The different shows he had, radio, television, internet, on and on. He was just very famous. Yeah. You have to understand, man, he's a judge. You'll see all of it.
Every year he was sent on television.
Yeah, every year he was sent on television. So now,
a brand new TV.
He ain't got no TV show. He's a judge.
Yes, he does.
Now, you keep riding to occasion. He let that start to dream. He let that start to dream. And yes, he won't tell this many times. You got his doubt. But so what God put in your heart, don't let no one kill your dream. Don't let no one talk down to you. Don't let somebody say you can't be this and that. Yes, you can. You'd be greater than that. But that's the way God designed you to be. He's the way he made us. Always go back to your dream. Go back to where God wants you. You might want to start again into the next phase of your life. No one knows your greatness. Well, only God does, because then when he put in you greatness, you do great things, great amount of things. Mm-hmm. Only God knew all the sin, is you're the shepherd boy.
Mm-hmm.
A king was trapped in this shepherd boy named David. A king was trapped inside him. A queen was trapped inside this young woman, Esther.
Mm-hmm.
A prince was inside Israel. Amen?
Amen.
So God got a lot of things that, even Moses, the things Abraham, God brought to pass. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And go on and on throughout the word of God, even today. You and I. God got great things for us, got great things for you. So don't let no one disclaim that in your life by anything. Don't let no one disclaim on that. Yeah, I want God help me to be. Be more and greater than I can, for that I can see. Lord, deliver us from being someone else, but help to be what you call and command to be. You know you're not a mistake, but God, you divine. You're here for a reason, for a purpose. Go to Psalms 139:14. Know who you are. Know your true identity is in Christ. And stay in the course with the things of God. Don't let no one change your course. But stay in the vein of God. Stay in the will of God. And know the divine perfect God for your life. He got greater things for you. Greater than you can imagine. Great expectation. 139:14.
Psalms 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, you are.
Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen.
Amen. And this is the word of God. Talking about what's in your life, who you are. You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 43:7. I think I might have that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Isaiah 43:7. Here we go. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him. For what? For my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God is saying that everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. You were created for the glory of God. You got a purpose in this life. You were created for the glory of God. You weren't just going through the human life, just going through the motion, up and down motion of life, the mountain, the valleys, the storm, the fire, the rain, the sleet, the snow, the sunshine, the rain, heartache and pain. You go just for that part. God created you for his glory. Amen. He formed and created you for his glory. Amen. To give glory unto him and your praise and your worship and your walking in the things of God. Study his word. Be a blessing to someone else. Be part of powerful ministry. Take and do what God called you, command you to do, life missions and so forth that God has you to do. Where you are in life, God got a divine purpose for your life and for your ministry and for who God called you to do. One person can make a difference. Yes, they can. Esther, she made a difference. Moses made a difference. Abraham made a difference. Israel made a difference. God brought forth a mighty nation. Yes, you can make a difference. One can send 1,000 in flight, and two can send 10,000. So God's multiplication is not like our multiplication, but he does make a difference of who God said you are in him. Amen? He mm-hmm. make a big, big difference. Psalms 103. So keep the eyes on him. Draw nigh to him, and may draw nigh to you. Keep your eyes close to in the things of God. Don't let no one deter you on the path that God called you to be on.
Psalms 100:3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Amen. We are his people.
Amen.
You come to know Christ, you see Christ, your Lord and Savior. You are saved by grace.
Yes.
You have faith in that. You're saved by grace through faith. Amen.
Yes.
You're not saved of yourself. Not worth the man should boast. So you're not worth the grace of God. Praise God. Amen. Living on purpose. Live on purpose, 2022. Number one. destined for greatness. There you go, Jeremiah. Destined for greatness. God have a plan for our life, and he often designed for us to know what the plan he has for our life to do. And there's no failure in God. God has a good plan for our life, for your life, for my life as well.
God shared that plan when he stated in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." Some of the verses says, "For I know the plans that I have toward you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Praise God. God indeed has a plan for our lives.
Yeah, you got the best plan anyone can give you for your life.
Yes, he does.
Good, a great plan. Yes,
mm-hmm.
A destiny plan.
Yes.
A plan that can move you greater than ever before.
Yes.
Yeah, a plan for Joseph's life as well. Joseph, and we went, God bless, he was successful. He was in the prison. He was successful. And wherever God put that, God was there with him through all those nicks and turns and the circumstances of life. He was there with him, and he was there for you as well from day to day. Throughout this year, 2022, God has a divine plan for your life as well, that you learn to live on purpose in him. Amen. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." You got some things you respond for too as well. We live by faith, walk by faith, but also we have to be obedient to God's word, do what God called commands to do. You know, those benefits and those benefits, no favor, and those promises, you know, coming obedience to God unlocks the door to those promises, to those fruitfulness in our life. Obedience to God's word opens the door for that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And you make it possible for us to live it. Even John said, "For that, me and my house, me and my generation, me and my children, me and my people, and for me and my heritage, we will serve. We're gonna serve the Lord God Almighty. We're sure we're gonna take and serve Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah,
God Almighty,
Yahweh, Almighty God, the Great I Am, a Heavenly Father, and the Everlasting Father,
amen.
Wonderful Counselor, and so much more." His mind was made up to do that. His mind was made up. No, what you're doing here, you're going to be obedient to the word of God. You're going to serve him. You're going to obey God no matter what happens. Come hell or high water, whatsoever. They're not going to stop. Not going to change what God's going to do in our life for us. Amen. Anything that conflicts with one's purpose in life is not even consulted or shouldn't be. When young Daniel was taken as a captive to Babylon, he purposed it in his heart. Young Daniel now, young man, not to defile himself in the pagan land that he was going to. He did not have to wonder what should be done. His mind was already made up. The decision was already made before he got there. Mm-hmm. He was already doing it. He was already living that life before he got there. He was already living that life. He was a young man. He was already living that life before your Heavenly Father. You are living that life already.
Mm-hmm.
God many years before. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
His purpose was to live a life of what? Of purity and obedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Without compromising. That's another key thing. Without compromise. How can you do it in day and time 2022? Ain't nothing new with God, nothing new in the sun. There's nothing new in the service of God. And God bless others, he will bless you too as well to come through it and to be successful in what he desired for you to do, to go, to be. It's not nothing new with God. God can protect and keep you and strengthen you, develop you. He can mold and shape you, and he can protect you day to day. Amen. He's been doing that last year, and doing this year and beyond. Amen. And forevermore. So God knows how to do it better than anyone else. So trust God in that. So Daniel learned to trust in God and not to compromise as a young man. So that was in him. That was still in Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
How How would you describe your purpose in life? How would you describe your purpose in life in 2022? Make your future easier by declaring a clean purpose today.
Amen.
A clean and clear purpose today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
How that? Okay, live on purpose. 2022. Mm-hmm. Number two. First one was destined for greatness. Number two. Devoted to prayer. Devoted to prayer. Jesus himself gave us guidelines of how to pray. According to Luke 11, 1 through 4. To be honest, a little tricky too. How we should pray to God, the actual communication to God. How do you pray to God? I worship God. How God's name is to be holy and how he should be reverenced. How we should seek forgiveness. Oh, Lord, help me to seek forgiveness, Lord. On that harvest stuff in your heart and turn to bitterness. Oh, my good Lord. Help me harvest things in our heart that will turn to bitterness, all kind of other things from day to day. Help us learn to seek for forgiveness, Lord. Forgive one another. Forgive our neighbors. Forgive family members. Forgive anyone you might have fought with there. And for forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, and for forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. Learn to forgive one another. Don't let things harbor in your heart for days, for hours, for months, for 6 months, for years, and on end. That's not a good thing to be. That can hinder your spiritual growth. That can cause other things to occur. Amen. And you don't want to do that. You want to be able to have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father, a good relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to have a good relationship, a fellowship, worship God in spirit and in truth. And you want to exhibit the fruit of the spirit in your life as well from day to day. You want God to mold and shape us.
Amen.
And he sees it. How God will, it should be obeyed. You should always pray without ceasing. Me, I always pray. You know, always pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. That's something that's a must that we need today for our nation, for our children, for our adults, for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, for our uncle, niece, nephew, relatives, our neighbors, for love and enemy, Lord. Love one another. Amen. We need to pray always for the nation and for any other things that's going on in our daily life. We need to pray for that.
Yes,
amen.
We do. Yes.
Living on purpose in 2022.
Yes.
Living on purpose.
Yes.
Devoted to study God's word and grow your faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Devoted to study God's word and grow your faith in Christ. This will ensure your spiritual growth and development to draw nigh to God. It will draw nigh to you. Our daily bread to see a download of the word of God while you walk, while you drive your car, maybe in your time of Bible study, or Bible study groups, or put God's word to your music. You got all kinds of devices this day and time. You know, put the word of God just like that. In your ear, in your sound, your vehicle, wherever you are. You got so many devices you can use on this day and time that can keep us strong in the things of God. All it takes time to do that. Now, 10, 15, 20 minutes, it's important to make a habit to do that so you can continue spiritually grow from day to day.
Amen.
You know, in a good online Bible study course, amen. That's good to do. Mm-hmm. Our faith is strengthened as we read and study God's word. Say that again. Our faith, they come out hearing the word of God. They come out hearing of the word of God.
Amen. Yes.
So we need to, you know, we need to be determined to begin that habit, the spiritual habit. You give your natural food, you need a spiritual habit, like different meal people per day, or however you want to do that. It's up to you and you and God. You can do it. The goal of personal Holy Bible study is a transformational life and a deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. This should be our goal from day to day. The goal of personal holy Bible study is a transformational life, the word of God, powerful right by itself. It should be powerful and transform your life, renew your mind, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And deliver you from different things, that bad in the word, but think on these things as well. Things that love, things good report, think on these things. So you can clear your mind and thoughts. You think of these things that can be beneficial towards you in your day-to-day living.
Mm-hmm.
And keep a abiding relationship with Jesus Christ from day to day. Psalm 118. That will keep you strong in the faith of God throughout living on purpose 2022. Those things will keep you strong in the faith of God from day to day.
Amen.
1, destined for greatness. 2, devoted to prayer. 3, devoted to God's word and grow your faith in Christ.
Psalms 118:23-24.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Praise God. Believe on that note, for this is the day.
Amen.
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 This is the day. This is the year.
Yes, this is the year.
Child of God. This is the time. Amen. God has blessed you to come over. He blessed you through different life circumstances. He blessed you to be alive and living and warm blood in your veins. Amen. Mm-hmm. Be able to see, to hear, to smell, to talk, to be protected, Lord. You have roof on your head, clothes on your body, shoes on your feet. God has blessed and protect us, amen, from the hand of the enemy. But this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it.
Amen. Praise God. We thank Pastor Jasper Whitehurst for that inspirational word to start off this year entitled Living on Purpose. And he went over several points about how to live on purpose in 2022. We have to recognize that we have truly a divine call on our life. Every one of us do, whether or not it is into the fivefold ministry or whether or not it is simply to where you are, help to advance the kingdom of God. So as the man of God shared, we must be destined for purpose, that you have to set your mind to be destined for the divine purpose of God and be obedient to his word and his will. You have to be devoted to prayer and devoted to study and grow your faith in Christ, because the word of God tells us, as he shared, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so you have to study to show yourself approved, because we are living in those days where there are false prophets that are all amongst us. And it is going to be critical that you know the word of God for yourself, so that in these latter days that you are not deceived. God has a call on our lives. God has a purpose for all of our lives. I don't care how old or young. As he was going through this message tonight, I began to think about one of our dedicated callers, Mother Pat Gallo. I don't think Mother Pat's on the line tonight, but Mother Pat, and I don't think she'd mind me telling you, is well into her 70s plus. But this woman has not slowed down, and definitely not slowed down for the things of God. She has her own YouTube station where she actually gets on and shares with you her testimony of how the Lord helped her to overcome cancer, praise God. She also, though she is visually impaired, she also has her own business where she makes wreaths that are designed to be ministry wreaths to those of her customers. And she is forever sharing, no matter what, sharing the goodness of God. And she was sharing some things. She told me she had written letters for the end of the new year and sent them out to people just to have an avenue of ministry and share what the Holy Spirit had placed on her heart to a vast varieties of people. And so when I tell you that you're never too old, and God has a plan. If you still have breath in your body and you woke up this morning and you wake up tomorrow morning and throughout 2022 by the grace of God, God has a plan for your life. Mm-hmm. And if it's not now that you plan to be about the Father's business, then when? So we send out a clarion call. We're living in some critical times, saints. It is time to be about the Father's business in whatever arena, whether it's the field of education, the military, whether or not it's the medical, whatever God has called you to do, be about the Father's business. We thank God for the word of tonight of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, again, how to live on purpose in 2022. I'm going to go ahead in these last few minutes and open up the line to anyone that would care to share in this discussion. Just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. And we'd love to hear from you. While I'm awaiting, also I wanted to let the women on the line tonight know that New Seasons Ministries and Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast will be starting Queen Talk this coming Thursday on January the 6th at 8 p.m. right here at the same number, 563-999-3518. We're going to have those that will come on as guests each month to talk about 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective, praise God. This particular Thursday, we will be talking about mental health and self-care, and we have a guest speaker that was at our Queen Call to the Queen conference. So we're just asking you to call in, tune in, take part. It's a free call and free information and resources that we want to be able to bring to our listening audience and to the community at large. So we ask you to tune in. You will be blessed. Is there one tonight? Praise God. All right. Well, we pray. We do have one by the grace of God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4979. And then, caller, we will also get you at 5696 right after. Go right ahead, caller.
Yes, yes. Great evening, family. Great evening, family, Pastor. Jasper
evening,
and Constance Whitehurst.
Yes.
Hello, Pastor James. Just wanted to say a quick hello, and certainly wanted to thank Pastor Jasper for sharing that dynamic message on living on purpose. And I was blessed by him, and I found out just for myself that two of the greatest days of our lives are the day that we're born and the day that we find out why, you know. And certainly living on purpose is really a part of that answer. And the other thing that I found out that's really important in my journey is somebody somewhere is dependent on you to do what God has called you to do. You know, somebody somewhere is depending on you to do what God has called you to do. So that's why living on purpose is really amazing. He said some amazing things. I like the idea that God is committed to my success. I like that. I like that God is committed to my success. And I don't have to keep up with the Joneses because the Joneses are going to take care of it. But listen, I'm going to get out of here. I really enjoy the man of God. And I don't get a chance to hear him often. But I was just blessed by him tonight, his execution, his study, and certainly his delivery. I believe I was blessed by him, and I just wanted him to know that tonight. So thank both of you for your amazing leadership. Thank you for being friends, and may God bless you. All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Baker, and God bless you as well. And thank you as well for your ministry and work in the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to 5696. 5696, go right ahead, please.
Good evening, Pastor Whitehurst, Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. This is Alicia Johnson. First, I want to say thank you for the message and clarifying what God has been calling me to do. I wanted to ask a question, and I know that I'm walking in purpose, but the question is, God was dealing with me the latter part of 2021. When God calls us to do something, we know that we have God's strength and his power. But I think in church, and I'm just going to call it specifically with my mother, she used to always say, and we all know this, everything comes from God. God was telling me that also I have to believe in myself to do it. Because I think that was, we need to be humble, but there's a part of us that needs to be confident in doing what God has called us to do, and that's that part of believing. So what is that distinction about us understanding the power of God in us and also us believing in ourselves? How can you clarify that for me, please? I don't know if I'm asking the question correctly, but that confidence of belief in ourselves as we believe in God.
Okay. You are asking as far as the confidence and belief as far as God?
In yourself. We know we believe in God. We know all power. We give God all praise, glory, and honor. But I think the way God was explaining to me, I've watched a lot of sports. For example, I'll think about LeBron James. When he goes and he plays ball, he believes that he's going to make that three-point shot. But God wants me, he was emphasizing, Alicia, I need you to believe that you can do this. I need you to believe that. I know you believe in me. I know you believe in my power and you believe in my strength. I think I had a challenge in believing that I can do all that God had called me to do. And sometimes people will say, well, Lord, you told me to do this. But then we expect God to come and do it. God's going to use your voice today, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. He uses Constance's great communication skills. So he's using you, but he's using your talents and skills he's giving you. My challenge, it was a challenge, to go to that next level, God is telling me I have to believe in me. So I guess the question is, how do you have that confidence and belief in yourself, knowing that God is all-powerful, but sometimes as Christians, we're waiting on God to do it. When he's saying, no, I've given you the power to do it.
Yes. All right. I understand exactly what you're saying. And first of all, we have to have faith. Faith in God. Faith in God is first. Once we have faith in God, and also, too, just as Pastor Jasper talked about tonight, about studying, and the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that's how we will build up our faith, through studying and depending on the word of God. Yes, God tells us that what we can do, he has a plan for us. And he also, where God gives vision about anything that he's called for us to do, he will also give the provision. And so therefore, it is essential that we know the word of God. Because as we know the word of God and we begin to carry out his will and carry out his plan, that word is what helps to sustain us. And as the word of God sustains us, and we're able again to look back and see, okay, God came through on point A for us. Let me move a little forward. It's a walk of faith. I would tell people it's a blessing that God didn't tell us to run by faith. He told us to walk by faith, step by step, trusting in him. And so as we take each step and we trust in him by faith and we see God come through for us at every level, then our faith is continued to be built up. And that's how we're able to, just as you say, LeBron James knows to do that three-point shot, and he's able to make it. Why does he know that he can make it? Because he's made it many times before. That's how we are with our faith, because God has come through for us before, so we know he's going to come through for us again, and all we have to do is trust in him. And that's how our faith is built up.
And your gifts and talents make room for you.
Yes, your gifts and talents will make room for you. God promised that. God is faithful to his word, and his promises never fail.
And also LeBron James learned maturity about wisdom. He allowed the game to come to him sometimes. Now, he wisdom allowed the game to come to him sometimes, until he go and try to give it sometimes. He allowed the game to come to him. But being a wise wise sportsman on a basketball court, he allowed the game to come to him sometimes. He can see it, just like a quarterback can see certain things, certain defenses. LeBron James can see certain things, what's going on the other side of the other team sometimes. He know how to avoid certain things and try to trap in that. He allowed the game to come to him so he can make the best play he can make.
And in life, the game coming to you also tells me that it's important not to try to get ahead of God.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to be prayerful, mm-hmm, and ask God to give us guidance and to give us direction,
discernment,
and to give us discernment. And if that is critical in these times, especially, that we know and hear the voice of our Heavenly Father. Because, see, the enemy knows that his time is running short. And so he's going to try, when God gives you a plan or he gives you a course of action, don't think that you're just going to walk right into it with no challenges.
Mm-hmm.
No, the enemy's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this, again, back to his word.
Yes.
So you will know what all of your benefits are. So you will know what the blessings of God are on your life. So you will know that, yes, and I can do all things through Christ,
mm-hmm,
who gives me strength. I hope that helps some.
Yes, it has. Thank you. Thank you both.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go ahead. Thanks to those of you, Sister Alicia,
yeah,
Pastor Baker, for those that chimed in tonight. We always are open again for discussions and comments. We love to be able to hear your feedback and questions as well. We want to ask that if there is anybody on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, that you don't wait another minute, that you allow this to be your opportunity for salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So it's just as simple as confessing your sins and saying, Lord God, I am a sinner. But I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, cleanse me of my sins, take charge of my life, and be my Lord and Savior for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer with sincerity of your heart, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God and into the body of Christ. The angels of heaven are rejoicing because your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. We would like for you to go forth, everybody on the line, by the grace of God, and have an awesomely blessed week. We thank you for tuning in this evening, and to God be all the glory. We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength
where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Thank you. chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
All I require, for life,
God has given me.
Everybody shout it.
every day.